From haunted houses to witches' huts, all stories need a place to call home. And there's no architecture more steeped in myth and mystery than the castle. As anyone who's driven through the European countryside knows, it's impossible to gaze on crumbling turrets and parapets without imagining the grand histories the walls once held. Go ahead, knock on the drawbridge door. Who knows, it might just open to reveal a chilling tale, nearly forgotten. Such is the case for Cawood Castle. Located in the small village of Cawood, near the city of York in England, the estate had been the proud home of York's archbishops as far back as the 1100s. And let me tell you, this place was lavish. It consisted of a large collection of buildings clustered around not just one, but a series of courtyards. There was even a moat encircling a bountiful medieval garden. But it wasn't only the archbishops who had the pleasure of enjoying this opulence. Several kings visited Cawood Castle over the years, for feasting and hunting and general revelry. Okay, to get a sense of just how extravagant this place was, I have to briefly tell you about one particular feast, known as the Great Feast of Cawood. George Neville, who had become archbishop in 1465, along with his brother the Earl of Warwick, decided that they wanted to throw a little dinner party for their friends. And when I say a little dinner party, I really mean the wildest feast I have ever heard about. These numbers are going to sound simply impossible, but the feast consisted of 104 oxen, 6 wild bulls, 400 swans, 1,000 chickens, 104 peacocks, and I kid you not, 25,000 gallons of wine. Now, don't get me wrong, Cawood wasn't just a party place. It was also the site of some serious political intrigue. In November of 1530, for example, Cardinal Thomas Wolsey, who was once the chief minister to none other than King Henry III, was arrested for treason on the orders of the king himself. To this day, it's this event that the castle is most known for, so much so that it's overshadowed another event that took place at the castle many years later, a story of ghosts and marriage and murder. During the English Civil War in the mid-1600s, Cawood Castle was fought over and even used to house prisoners of war. But after the war, the castle was abandoned. So by the time this story takes place, 40 years after the war, the castle had already fallen into ruins. According to the legend, William Barwick and Mary Barwick had recently been married. They had a home not far from the ruins of old Cawood Castle, and there they anxiously awaited the birth of their first child. But things weren't as harmonious as they seemed. You see, Mary had become pregnant out of wedlock, and so the marriage wasn't one of love, but duty, something that William wasn't all too thrilled about, to be honest. And unbeknownst to Mary, his resentment would soon become deadly. One day in mid-April, the couple were out for a walk when they came to a small pond in the shadow of Cawood Castle. Suddenly, William flung his new wife into the water and drowned her. Then he hid her body in the bushes. The following night, under the cover of darkness, William returned, dug a shallow grave beside the pond, and right there, he buried poor pregnant Mary. Shortly after, William decided to spend some time with a fellow named Thomas Lofthouse. Thomas just so happened to be married to Mary's sister, and so naturally he asked after his sister-in-law. William told Thomas that Mary had gone to stay with his uncle, Richard Harrison, in Selby. A lie, of course, but every murderer needs a good alibi, right? And here's where things get, well, spooky. The following Tuesday, exactly a week and a day after William had murdered Mary, Thomas was out watering his hedges. And as he was filling a bucket, he saw a woman standing not far off. And not just any woman. This woman looked exactly like his wife's sister Mary, right down to the brown petticoat and white hood that she was accustomed to wearing. But a few details seemed off. Specifically, the fact that she was deathly pale, and her lips appeared pulled, or perhaps rotted, back to reveal grimacing, gumless teeth. Thomas watched this spectral image of Mary for a while, until, that is, she vanished into thin air. Shaken, he returned home and told his wife what he'd seen. As soon as she heard the tale, his wife was horrified. She concluded that he must have seen his sister's ghost, and if that were the case, Mary had certainly come to harm. Not wanting to make assumptions without proof, they paid a visit to Richard Harrison, the uncle that William claimed that his wife was staying with. Not only was Harrison not William Barwick's uncle, but it turns out that he had no idea who William or Mary even were. By now, Thomas Lofthouse and his wife were pretty positive that there was foul play afoot, so they went to the Lord Mayor of York, obtained a warrant, and had Barwick arrested. When Barwick was interrogated, he admitted to everything and told them exactly where to find Mary's body. And sure enough, she was there. And as for William Barwick, he was sentenced to death, of course, and ordered to be hanged in chains. Perhaps today, William is just another spirit roaming the crumbling ruins of Cawood Castle. This episode of Lore Bites was produced by me, Aaron Mankey, with writing and research by Jenna Rose Nethercutt and music by Chad Lawson. Lore Bites are a perk offered only to our Patreon and Apple Podcast paid subscribers as a thank you for such generous support. Look for new episodes each Wednesday morning. Be sure to follow the show on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just search for Lore Podcast, all one word, and then click that follow button. And when you do, say hi. I like it when people say hi. And as always, thanks for listening.